Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, time to play Let's Get Stupid. All right, I'm into it. The Jets have just revealed their new uniforms. It's an upgrade.
They weren't very good before.
They're not that different, but they're better.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing green and white, and they have a black alternate.
Okay.
The helmet says Jets.
Okay.
And instead of looking like a MAC school, because they look like a MAC school, but it's an upgrade. They look like Michigan State now. They've taken the football out of the logo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Alex pointed out. It used to have
a football
in the New York Jets, and that's gone.
Okay.
I think it's an upgrade. The Broncos are coming soon, by the way.
They needed one more than anybody in the league.
Yes.
They hadn't had one since like Terrell Davis was the running back. So, get rid of that navy. Go back to the powder blue, what you used to have. Let's get stupid.
Yes.
10 days from the draft?
Ready. You going to give me an idea we haven't talked about yet?
I got an idea we haven't talked about yet. It involves trading up, though.
Okay.
How about instead of a big package where the Bills package their first round pick from next year's draft with their current first rounder and maybe a second to go into the top 10 to get one of the stud top three receivers? What if the Bills sent Matt Milano in a trade package? We talked about like the Cordy Glenn equivalent of the 2018 draft where the Bills moved all the way up, kind of in the middle, to then move up again. We've discussed, like, do they have a player like that? Dawson Knox. Like, they really don't.
They met Milano.
Listen.
He's an all-pro.
We met his parents at training camp last year. They like you, and here you are trading their son. Just saying. Just putting that out there.
It could be to a good destination. Chicago's nice. Go play next to his buddy, Tremaine Edmonds.
Okay,
they have another one. So couple, it might have to be somewhere else.
A couple roadblocks. One, off an injury. Big injury.
Yep.
Still working his way back.
I will.
Timeline is what?
He should be back around now. I will say the fact that it was a broken bone, what I've read about like injury people on this is that the fact that it was a broken bone and he does not have ligament damage is a big difference.
Okay.
Like if he had ripped his knee up, it would be much more of a concern than just you broke a bone and it had to heal the right way. So that front, I think it should be okay.
Let's do
it. Like, I'm just saying,
yeah.
Last year, Tremaine Edmonds left. The Bills just threw their third-round pick from the year before in Terrell Bernard, and it went great. Doesn't have to do the same way, but if you just throw Dorian Williams in there, who was a third-round pick last year, who's to say it couldn't go the same way as Terrell Bernard went?
Well, the problem is with a trade, you're not saving much money. Like, you're getting hit. Dead money.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the conversation went ahead. Again, it's Let's Get Stupid, so we're allowed to talk about anything. He'll be 30 this year. No, he'll be 29.
29. Age 29 season.
Yeah, age 29 season. I was looking over the cap. I saw they had him at 30. How many more years? What's the age timeline on a linebacker? Receiver, it's 31.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're getting 30, 31, you're getting old. Running backs, of course, it's been 27 for a long time. Quarterbacks don't really have one, 34, 33.
Yep.
Linebacker.
A linebacker that is built, like, why is he a great player? He is fast and athletic, and, I mean, he's a baller, don't get me wrong, but, like, his athleticism is the thing. So, can he transition into a different player in a couple of years? Maybe, right? But, yeah, you're getting to that point. And, again, I'm coupling that with the fact that they just spent a third-round pick on this position last year. The Will linebacker spot, if you will.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me to be anything I'd have an appetite for at all. Right?
Does it depend how high you can get?
No. I just don't think he would have the value to do it. 30-year-old linebacker, off an injury, even though it is a broken bone, as you said. Like, it was a complicated one.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes a broken bone, you can come back in season. And he broke it, what, week five?
It was London.
Yeah, so.
So week four or five.
That's a long time ago to just be available now.
Yeah. He would be probably more likely you trade him. This is the Glenn trade. You're getting to the middle of the first round. It's like a lily pad. And then you're going to hop from there into the top 10.
Yeah, but like Matt Milano to move from what, 28 to 15?
Sure.
It seems like the team that's getting Matt Milano and dropping 13 draft spots is the winner. How about the Bills being that team? You are a team that's in the late second, mid-second.
Mm-hmm.
You want to move up to 28 for the Bills pick, and you want to take Brian Thomas Jr. because he's fallen there. And you're the Bills. You say, perfect. Let's talk rostered player.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't need to hear, I'll give you a two. I got 10 picks.
Yep.
Rostered player. Maybe the Bills could be searching for something like that come draft night. It's out there. All right, let's leave it on Let's Get Stupid, because let's talk about something that was stupid.
Okay.
Jason Day.
Yes.
Jason Day was asked by the Masters, by Augusta, to remove his vest that he wore for round two. I went to the website. The company's name is Malbon. They're probably very happy that this all happened, because now they have the vest banned by the Masters, right?
Yep.
It said Malbon Golf Championship on it. It's a sweater vest. It really isn't that bad to be. I don't think it's that bad. I do think the pants the day before were worse. Anyway.
The parachute pants were really bad.
How much does that vest cost that Jason Day was wearing and had to be asked to take it off? And he did take it off.
He did, yep.
There's a point to be made here about if I were able to play Augusta tomorrow, I would very carefully choose my outfit.
Would you wear the most neutral thing you've ever worn?
I don't know about neutral. I would look good, but I would make sure the chances I get asked to remove something are zero.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wearing a trendy golf hat that has some sort of double entendre that's a
golf hoodie.
A joke. I wouldn't wear a golf hoodie unless, no.
Bucket hat?
Wouldn't wear a bucket hat. I would not wear anything where it could be, I could put myself, like,
would you wear joggers?
How does Jason Day not pass out of embarrassment? Sir, we're gonna need you to remove the vest. Okay. Whatever you guys want.
Yep. You're making a mockery of us.
How much does that vest that he wore on Friday cost?
That vest costs $110.
Higher.
$175.
Higher.
Oh, come on now. $200.
Higher.
$250.
$248. Oh, man.
$248.
For that thing?
For the vest that the Master...
With the giant letters on it?
There's a point to be made here that I think about a lot, which is, you know, some places you get... There's a dress code on the door for many reasons. Sometimes it'll be like, you can't wear a sports jersey in here. It's like, this sports jersey costs more than everybody's shirt in there.
Yeah.
These jerseys are expensive. Here's Jason Day at the Masters. Sir, we're going to need you to remove that. Do you know how much this costs? It definitely costs way more than Scottie Scheffler's polo.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler's polo you can get for
$80. Golf polos are expensive these days.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anyway, Jason Day. Tough tournament. Parachute pants.
He did make the cut, though. He did make the cut. Corrected on that.
Asked to remove his vest. And he did it.
What did he call it? He called it the loud one. He was getting asked by a reporter about the vest.
Yeah.
And he's like, the reporter was kind of like dancing around what it was. He's like, are you talking about the loud one? The loud vest or whatever, the noisy vest? Yeah. He said they asked him to take it off.
Back to the Jets and their new uniforms. We said the Broncos have new ones coming. So do the Lions.
Ooh.
This week.
Third jerseys?
The Lions are getting
new uniforms
later this week.
Wow, into that. I'm into that. How different are they going to get, though? They're not going to go too far.
No, probably right? not.
I think Denver could be like a big change. Detroit, maybe more modest. There was a change to the new uniform rule, right, where they kind of made it easier to throw in a third helmet or even maybe a fourth helmet for teams. So whatever they changed, like the idea of the Bills having a red helmet someday, I think got easier.
Yes, I think so too.
I don't know if they'll actually do it. I know there's definitely an appeal for it. I have an appeal for it. Is it like a it's not quite like Sabres going back to royal blue, you know, type of appeal though, because that was like years of what are you doing? Come on, this is an easy one. But red helmets would be very cool.
Yeah. Probably a matter of time before it happens on some level. Or maybe just
so.
Maybe they go, listen,
something brand new?
Yeah. The Bills could just go with a reimagined helmet idea as a third helmet.
Zubaz helmet.
They could do something like that. They could do, let's talk about the Color Rush jerseys. What should they wear with the Color Rush? They could go a lot of different directions. There was that ice blue one that Josh wore.
Yeah, the helmet at the warm-up.
The one thing that I think remains a sticking point on the third helmet and the red helmet thing is from Tom Pelissero's tweet last week about it, it sure seemed to suggest that you can't wear the third one with your original uniform set. So you can have
right.
a third helmet full-time, but you can wear it with either the Color Rush or the throwback. You can't wear it with your original set, which is basically what Bills fans want, right? They want them to wear the road whites or the home blues or whichever way you work those with a red helmet. Like, just wear what you wear, except throw a red helmet on it. And the red helmet doesn't match the Color Rush that well. It doesn't match the throwbacks that well. So
They could create something new in terms of the uniform, right?
Or they could create something new in terms of the helmet.
Right.
All right, let's get a third helmet. But when you're wearing white helmets, I don't know what else you would go to for a Color Rush uniform.
Yeah.
You want to go with a black helmet? They could have done that these last couple of years, and they decided not to. They were going to wait until the NFL loosened up the policies, and the NFL did loosen them up a little bit, but I'm still a little foggy on how the red helmet would be affected here, because the red helmet, what the Bills really want is, if they wanted to do it, would be to wear it with their current uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's what's happening around the league with these third helmets.
Well, could that force them into a spot where if they want to do the red helmet, they bring it back with like a 90s look?
I suppose.
Like what Kelly wore.
Instead of the 60s throwback, it's a 90s throwback.
It's a 90s throwback with a red helmet.
That's right. And that's like the 90s throwback. This is a question where you'd say, is it too close to what they're wearing right now? It's pretty close.
I mean, yeah, it's not that far off. There's probably differences in the striping, right? Like right now there's like the two skinny white bars with the red outside of it versus... Like I'm looking at pictures of Kelly from the 90s, and it's just one big blue bar on the sleeve.
Yeah.
So the striping looks different. I mean, this has always been my thought on, they look like the Giants uniforms. The aways at least do. The aways look like the, but you would want the home blue, white pants. Yeah, what they wore in the 90s. I think it's different enough.
Okay.
It's not totally different.
By the way, it might be a full day of uniform stuff. The Jags have just tweeted something out too.
They're doing the same thing.
They're going back to the one that has the logo of the full body of a Jaguar.
Oh, like the Tom Coughlins?
Yes. Throwback jerseys are coming for the Jags.
Wow. They're not doing those two-tone helmets that they did when they played the Bills in a playoff game?
No, no.
Those were a disaster.
It's the throwbacks where Tyler Dunn tweeted out a picture of Natron Means. The shoulder has a full Jaguar on it. Okay.
All right. Well,
what's the current Jaguars logo? I mean, I might not know it off the top of my head. That might be the problem. Okay, yeah.
It's like the new imaginative like Jaguar
yes.
head, right?
Yes, with a blue tongue.
Yep.
Yeah, and the one they might be going to is the one from like the 90s. That faces, okay, yeah, it's just different. All right.
All right.
The Bills could just do that. They could roll out the 90s throwbacks and they could ditch... What you're talking about here is ditching the Standing Buffalo throwbacks.
Yeah. Which, listen, I like the Standing Buffalo throwbacks, but how long have they been doing that?
A long time.
I mean, Takeo Spikes was wearing that.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and...
Excuse me, they were doing the blue, though, originally, weren't they? And then they switched to the white? Because when I just thought of Spikes, like, those teams had blue throwbacks. Like, Terrell Owens... when they wore Standing Buffaloes, was the blue 60s uniform. And then they eventually switched to the white, I think. So they've done both, though. They've done blue 60s throwbacks and white 60s throwbacks, and I think it's been like 20 years
yeah.
that they've been doing it. So you know what? 20 years? Like, I'm not saying never go back to it, never mix into it, but come on, we've got our fix, I would say, of it.
Man, I'm telling you. So I'm at online at gridironuniformdatabase.com. I just think if you go back to, like, what year 90s uniforms are you talking about? 91, 92?
That's, yeah. Early
90s. The Bills' 90s. Current uniforms are so close to this right now, it seems like if they did this as a throwback, it wouldn't sell.
The jersey itself wouldn't sell?
The jersey itself wouldn't sell. Am I wrong?
I'm looking right now.
It's really close to what they wear right now. The number font might be different.
The font and the stripes, you're right, are like the only thing that are really that different.
It's just not that different. I could go to the 84 Bills. That's a little different. I got some shoulder, some arm striping. They're wearing red helmets from 84.
See, I think 84 looks more like their current ones because you have the two sets of stripes, which is exactly what you have right now.
Right.
I feel like at least 90s gets a little closer.
And they haven't worn a red helmet since 2010.
They could wear the Navy, the World. They could wear the
World League
the
uniforms.
Bledsoes.
Bring back the Bledsoes.
But they should not do that. They should not do that. Those maybe the play here is you create a brand new uniform. That somehow they could do that. A brand new uniform that, like, here's our test, guys. We're gonna go to red helmets, but 90s is too close, and we're definitely not doing the drought jerseys. So our task for the summer, or for however long when they've started this, or the next 3 months, is we are creating a brand new uniform that is going to look good with a red helmet. That is doable. Should be doable. That's the move. That's the move, I think. Because you're right. Like, it is kind of close. 2001 Bills uniforms, they really did kind of modify the 90s look. I would have thought was like the exact same the whole way through. They changed stripes around between the 80s and then once you got to like the early 2000s. So I don't know. I think there's a way to do this, though. There's a way to get a red helmet in there. Just might have to be original.
Yeah, they're kind of, I mean, I'm sure they have answers. It seems, on some level, they're a little bit stuck here.
You still on Gridiron Uniform Database?
Yeah.
Want to go back to 1961? Want to do those ones? Blue jersey, silver helmet with the numbers on it.
They look like the Cowboys.
They do kind of look like
the Cowboys. Like Cowboys throwbacks.
Yeah, probably shouldn't do that.
But. Yeah, but the ones they wear, the Standing Buffalo, that's like 1964, that neighborhood?
Yep.
Okay.
And they've worn both iterations of that, really.
When you get right down to it, like just a quick scroll of the Gridiron Database for Gridiron Uniform Database, the Bills uniforms, I mean, have they, I don't have every team in front of me. Dallas hasn't changed that much. Pittsburgh hasn't changed that much.
The Lions haven't changed that much.
The Bills really haven't changed that much.
Right.
Like teams that have gone through more dramatic overhauls, the Patriots.
Sure. The Broncos, we just talked about, they went through a huge change.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Big uniform changes. It'll be interesting to see what they do, if anything. There's definitely an appetite for a red helmet. I'm not quite sure how they can get it mixed in. And the 90s throwback, I don't think sells. So, anyway. We'll see what they do.
Do the soccer thing. Just change the colors up completely. Neon green.
You didn't have to call that soccer. You could call that baseball. Do the City Connect jerseys.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was really a thing until I just, like, we're out somewhere, and one of the TVs had, like, a powder blue and yellow team on it. I'm like, who is that? Is that Boston?
Yeah, the Red Sox were.
The Red Sox are wearing, like, neon, like, not neon, like, powder blue and yellow?
It's the color of the Boston Marathon.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep.
City edition NFL uniforms?
City edition.
The NBA does this.
Yes, they do.
The NBA has done this for years now, actually. So it would not be original. In fact, they would kind of be last of the party. Actually, the NHL would be last of the party, which seems appropriate. They usually are.
Tweet. They've already introduced black into their color scheme. How about a blackout jersey with a red helmet?
They have?
Yeah, I don't know. Where is black in the color scheme? Is it a stripe? I mean, it's never been a full pant or shirt. Like top or bottom, if you want to say it's a stripe, that's the best you could do.
Oh, like the outline of the numbers is black? I don't think I've ever noticed that until this moment.
And even so, I don't know that Like, that's the thing
to
this person. They could have done that these last couple years. They would have had to ditch their throwback for the black jersey, and then they'd have a black helmet. Or no, I guess red helmet. Would a red Bills helmet on a black uniform set look good? I think you'd look like the Falcons.
Okay.
Which doesn't have to be bad.
But you could throw some blue in there that would somewhere, right?
Try.
That would change it. Or you're saying just black and red?
Well,
I'm into that.
Because of the Sabres.
Because of the Sabres. Sure. Black and red is never a bad idea.
If you're wearing black uniforms and red helmets, you look like the,
Falcons.
Maybe a little bit of Cardinals flavor in there as well.
The Cardinals actually did this, didn't they? Don't they have a black alternate with a red helmet that nobody liked? Or actually, scratch that. The Cardinals had a black helmet on a black jersey. So they went all black. That is, I guess, different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to keep in the current color scheme unless I'm doing something completely funky. Like, if I'm going just black, I don't know. I think every team does that, and it never looks great. Like, the Jets who just announced, do the Jets' black alternates look good?
No.
They look forced. I don't know. Like, hey, we needed to have an alternate. Let's just do black. Everyone does that. I wouldn't want to do black.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses his second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board?
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Beaumont's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
So if you miss two free throws at a Clippers game as a member of the other team, everyone wins chicken.
Two in a row, I guess.
Yeah.
So Boban missed the first one. And then they all started crowd going nuts, and he started pointing to himself like, I got you.
Yeah, and he missed a free throw on purpose.
And then he raised his hand to the sky and got an ovation unlike any I've heard.
There are 4.5 minutes left in this basketball game.
Did you see the score?
It was like an 8-point game.
It was 8-point. I wanted to see a look at his coach, but never got a look at it.
The game didn't matter for either team.
Right, yeah.
So
the playoffs were already decided.
Right.
Houston was already eliminated. So, but still, I mean, I hope his coach had a sense of humor about it. Whatever, you're going to lose the game that doesn't matter, the last game of the season.
I don't know. A lot of coaches are not going to be happy about that.
That's probably
it's one
right.
thing.
NBA's a little more chill, though, than other sports.
I could make a case for doing something silly like that at home. Hey, you just made 18,000 of our fans happy.
Right. No, right. This
Instead,
was the away crowd.
You just gave everybody at a Clippers game some chicken.
Right. Although he just cost the Clippers more money.
True.
Which is, Ime Udoka is the Rockets coach. I don't know what he had to say about it. The play-in and everything is now set in the NBA. Everything is decided. You'll get LeBron, you'll get Steph, they'll be in separate games. Joel Embiid will be in the play-in. Jimmy Butler will be in the play-in.
Star power.
Yeah, you got some star power in it.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a great format.
It really is. Good on the NBA for...
Yeah.
I had not heard of anything like that before, where like it still prioritizes being the 7 or 8, but you still get a chance if you're the 9 or 10. It's really good.
The Arizona Coyotes are going to be gone to Salt Lake by like the end of the week.
Yeah, it's happening quick.
It is wild to have watched the NHL do everything it can to prop up a dead organization for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the span of about a week and a half, like, you know what? Fine. Go to Salt Lake tomorrow. And they're going to go and start in Salt Lake next year?
Next year.
I can't wait for the Salt Lake what? The Salt Lake.
The Stags. I'm telling you, nothing beats the Stags for this.
I'm into
the
Stags.
What are they actually going to be? Because that's probably not what they're actually going to be. Right?
They're going to be Utah, not Salt Lake.
You sure about that?
I think they'll be Utah. The reason the Arizona Coyotes are the Arizona Coyotes and not Phoenix anymore is to regionalize the team.
Okay.
You want it to sound like it represents more people.
I'm reading a news article from Salt Lake City, and Ryan Smith, the owner, one team name he mentioned specifically that has been one that's on the table is the Golden Eagles.
Not going to fly. You can't have the Golden Knights and the Golden Eagles.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
Not going to work.
So would they just do the Eagles?
You can't. I'm sure you can't do that. The Eagles exist.
In football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just not going to let that happen.
Then teams never double up like that in pro sports?
Vegas, their owner wanted them to be the Black Knights, and they wouldn't do it because of Army.
Oh, that's right.
I had that wrong. He wanted to be the Black Knights in tribute to Army. And
Army was the one who didn't want him to, right?
No, it was the Chicago Black Hawks that was the biggest roadblock. The NHL didn't want Black Knights and Black Hawks. The NHL's not going to want Golden Knights and Golden Eagles, especially so close in the same conference and everything.
Colorado also has their AHL team as the Colorado Golden Eagles. So
Okay. Interesting. The Olympians is in this article.
Oh, my God. Mentioned.
The Pioneers. How about that? Everyone going Oregon Trail.
We don't like Olympians? We don't like Olympians?
I'm going to have to lay down if it's the Olympians. It's the dumbest name.
Come on. It's that bad? It's like the Oakland A's, right? The Athletics. We're going to call them the O's.
What's the significance,
the Utah,
though?
The Utah O's. Salt Lake City. They always get the Olympics, don't they? How many times? Like twice?
Once. Is it just once? Is it twice?
2002? Is that the year?
The Olympians. Holy cow.
Because they had the Olympics 22 years ago. That's actually, now that I think about it, if they just had the Olympics once, yeah, that would be a little bit weird.
How about, I've searched for animals that are in Utah.
Okay.
We've got Gila monsters, the Salt Lake City Gilas.
Okay.
How about that? They've got prairie dogs.
The prairie dogs.
Road runners.
Mm-hmm.
Elks, you're right, Rocky Mountain Elks.
The Roadrunners, huh? Is that bad?
It's all right.
Well,
I mean,
their AHL team will be the Tucson Roadrunners then.
I'm not.
Because that's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So that won't work.
How about the Black Bears?
Well, the Blackhawks are going to be mad at that.
That's right. Man, we're back to the color problem.
The Bears?
Bob on a cell phone. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Hey,
morning.
I got an idea for a throwback jersey. Go back to the old original jerseys, but put a twist on it. Gray and blue, but then make the helmet dark blue with a gray buffalo, or with a red charging buffalo.
Well, I think this falls under the category of doing something completely original, right? Although you're kind of taking ideas from different uniforms and combining them.
Combine the helmet, maybe, or just do the original, but switch up the color of the helmet. Instead of gray with a blue buffalo, go with a blue helmet with a gray buffalo. Blue helmet with a gray buffalo. Just swap the colors on the helmet.
Do you look like the Lions?
Yeah.
A gray buffalo and a blue helmet is a gray lion and a blue helmet.
Are we going to run into that problem every time, though? Where, like, if you do anything a kind of original or new, that you're going to end up looking like somebody else, at least to some degree. Like, I don't know how afraid. Like, even if they do the 90s throwbacks, you look like the Giants. Your uniforms at least look like the Giants. I know the helmet doesn't. So, how much do I want to worry about that? Maybe a little bit, but I don't know if I want to go too far with, like, well, I look like the Lions, so I can't do this. But I get it. I don't know. It just feels like to go totally original and avoid everything else that's been done might be tough for them.
803-0550. Yesterday would have been Paint the Ice Night at the arena. We've gone to that the last couple of years, did not go. We've kind of forgot. You know,
yep.
Busy weekend. You go down, you paint the ice. It's a cool event the Sabres do. It's always at the end of the regular season, not at the end of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you know, I almost wondered, like, what kind of messages people would write. Lukanen would get a lot more love on the ice. You know, it's kids. People go out and paint messages to the Sabres and they melt the ice and whatever. But they take pictures. It's pretty cool. We did not go.
No?
No.
Does Knox still shout to play Tage Thompson highlights these
days? No. He's too involved in monster trucks at the moment.
He's off the Sabres and onto monster trucks?
Yes, off the Sabres, all about monster trucks and airplanes.
Probably more fun to watch this year. Monster trucks.
There is a monster truck show coming to the area in a couple of weeks, and I think we're going to go.
All right. Have you been to a monster truck show?
Yeah.
I don't think I have ever been to a monster truck show.
That's a great question. I've been to a demolition derby. Did it have, like, a monster truck that was there? Yes. I think I've been to
it. Isn't that normal for a monster truck show where, like, it's one monster truck that's going around? Or it's more than that. I clearly have not been to a monster truck show.
I don't really know. I think there are multiple monster trucks. You're crushing cars. You're doing the cool stuff, you know.
Yeah. I'm looking at pictures now, and there's a bunch of them. Very cool. All right. Monster trucks.
Yeah, he's into monster trucks. What else are they into? I don't even know. Bluey. Boy, let me tell you.
What happened in Bluey? Twitter is like all up in, it's like crying over the last 12 hours because of Bluey. What could have happened in Bluey? Right, like, your mind, when you don't watch the show, your mind goes to, they couldn't. They wouldn't.
Limited spoilers here. Very limited. So, like, 2 weeks ago, an episode came out where there was a teaser at the end that maybe they were selling their house. And then they just released a full 30-minute episode. Most Bluey episodes are, like, 8 minutes long.
Oh, really?
A full 30-minute episode about that, among other things. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And let's put it this way. The one before that was out a couple weeks, it's kind of like, there was an old Brady Bunch episode. You probably never saw the Brady Bunch.
Nope. Never did. I did one episode in history class in high school.
Okay. There was an old Brady Bunch episode where they were about to sell the house, and the kids didn't want to sell the house, so they did things to make it seem like it was haunted so people wouldn't buy it.
Okay.
And that's basically what happened in this Bluey episode from 2 weeks ago is, you know, they think they're going to sell the house, they're playing a game, and the kids don't want them to sell the house. Which is exactly what I do later this afternoon when Laitu Latu is visiting the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to go make him think that the place is haunted so they can draft a receiver instead of a defensive end.
Yes.
He'd be fine. It'd be, you know, if they get him, that's great. I hope he's awesome. Anyway, so then the 30-minute Bluey episode came out. Man. Yeah.
Tearjerker?
You know. Sure. Yes.
Wow.
Sitting there watching my kids. They don't, you know, they're not upset by it. I'm just like, my wife asked me if I was okay three times. You okay?
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, she was half watching it for the other room.
Wow.
Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
Man. I only get like that for dog movies.
Well, this is a dog show.
Oh, right, that's right.
Not
all right, I might stay away for a little bit.
I mean, they are dogs.
Right.
All right. Extendo Sports on the way. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show to follow on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Extendo Sports. Scottie Scheffler, the Masters champion, second time in the last 3 years. One weird thing that I discovered about Scheffler is that 9 PGA Tour wins, and he's never won later than April 14th. Just a little strange, but I did see that he is going to be the favorite for the PGA Championship, which should come as no surprise to anybody. Number one in the world. He's beating everybody this year. Multiple tournaments he's already won. So he's roaring into next month. We talked a lot about Brandon Ayuk today. There are betting odds on Brandon Ayuk. Let's do some instant trivia brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Josh, in all our travels talking receiver, do you think you can name the 3 teams with better odds to trade for Brandon Ayuk than the Bills?
The Jaguars?
They are one behind the Bills.
Oh.
They are 5th.
That's okay.
So not the Jaguars. Even though, right, there's a report out there that the Niners offered the Jaguars a trade for Brandon Ayuk.
The Cowboys.
Nope.
Hmm.
I don't see the Cowboys. Nope. Higher in the draft than the Bills are.
Oh, okay.
All 3.
Well, that doesn't eliminate too many teams.
All right.
Let's go with...
A couple are really high.
Okay.
Like, so high that these teams would not be giving up their first-round pick because it's just too high.
The Cardinals.
No, they're not far behind. They're plus 700.
How many NFC and AFC teams?
All AFC.
Ooh. Bengals?
No. Behind the Bills. You're getting warmer.
Division-wise or region-wise?
Both.
The Steelers.
Yes, they are the favorite.
Okay.
Plus 200, Pittsburgh, to trade for Brandon Ayuk.
Let's go with the...
The other two are in separate divisions.
But the Colts? The
nope.
Man.
Both are like, I don't even think they have a number two receiver, these teams, let alone a number one. They're just nowhere. At receiver, at least. Actually, both teams, new head coaches.
Oh. Okay. It's been, I don't know why, but it's been so long that I can't remember every coach that's moved. Like, I'm only thinking of NFC teams that have new coaches.
These are the two teams that are high in the draft. Like, really high.
I'm completely blanking. I'm not. I'm looking at lists of teams right now, and the Broncos don't have a new coach.
Nope.
The Chargers.
Chargers. Plus 900 are higher than the Bills.
The Raiders?
Nope.
Okay.
Different division now for the other one.
Oh, the Patriots.
Patriots.
Wow.
They're second at plus 600. So those Steelers, Patriots, and Chargers all have better odds than the Bills to trade for Brandon Ayuk.
Those are teams that I would not expect to be on that list, especially the Patriots.
What
would the Patriots offer him? Right? Unless they're saying, hey, well, Tom Brady's going to come out of retirement and throw passes to you.
Well, they'd offer him money. They'd say, true, we'll make you... The Niners don't want to give you $25 million a year. Here, we'll give you $28. Like, that's how the Patriots get in the game.
Yeah, but is that going to convince him to play with Jacoby Brissett?
Well, technically, they don't have to convince him. They just have to trade for him.
That's true.
They just have to convince the 49ers. I mean, they would probably want some idea that he would sign there, but Pittsburgh's the favorite, which... I think feels right. They've been in on receiver ideas. Okay, Sabres tonight. Finale. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock against the Lightning. I might guess Eric Comrie plays. This is a make good for him. The Amerks. So the AHL season is almost over. And the Amerks are 1 point back of their division lead. The Syracuse Crunch are at 84 points. The Amerks are at 83 points with 3 games remaining. So they are in very good shape. They're hot as of late. Isaac Rosine, I've seen, has been on fire lately. The Sabres' first-round pick from a couple years ago. Kulik's been playing well. Levi, too. Actually, I don't even know if Levi's been playing. I know the other two have been hot, though. Playoffs are upcoming. They got Wednesday against Toronto, Friday against Cleveland, and then Sunday against Utica. So, we'll see. Maybe they get a division win out of it. The one seed in the North Division. Get some home playoff games. This is our lives now. We are if you're as big a hockey fan as I am, mid-April hits and we become AHL people. It's the life we live. Last year was fun, though. Last year, the Amerks were fun. So, and they won multiple rounds. They went all the way to the conference finals, right, against Hershey. And with Kulik and Rosine there. And now that Levi's there, too, I think that makes it even cooler. So, hopefully they can go on another run. And if they win the division, that'll make it easier. And then, eventually, Matthew Savoy should show up. I don't know the state of his junior playoffs, but I know they're already underway. So timing might line up so that he gets to Rochester, and he's been insane in juniors this year. So if you're looking for some playoff hockey, you know, quick drive down the 90, go check out an Amerks playoff game in the next couple of weeks. Stanley Cup playoffs. Man, it's the worst. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Amerks playoffs are always fun, too. One day we'll live that life again. I can't wait to the Stanley Cup playoffs, though, even though the Sabres, you know, try their best to make you not want to watch it. Stay tuned. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal jumps in when we come back. We'll talk some hockey, Sabres and Lightning tonight. And me and Jeremy will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We will have Matt DeBerry from Georgia on. Lot on Ladd McConkey, who I think I called last week my favorite idea, number 28. Not just McConkey, though. Matt, who covered Georgia, covered 2 years of Adonai Mitchell. Adonai Mitchell from Texas, his freshman and sophomore years, he played at Georgia. So we'll get a little bit on him because he's the guy I'm most scared of right now. So the favorite idea and the guy I'm scared of, that's going to be tomorrow at 8:30. We'll talk Sabres as well. Maybe we'll get coaching news tomorrow. I'm guessing we don't, but you never know. All right, stay tuned. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the way next.